to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have some great guests. I'll just be real upfront and clear with you. I have two people that I've gotten to know over my time period at Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'll tell you what, they have an amazing story. These are people that were working very hard, very diligently. They were tied into corporate America. They were doing great things for corporate America. And, you know, there was a little thing that happened in their life back around 2008, and it was, you know, the meltdown of the financial markets, the meltdown of the real estate markets, and it had an impact on their lives. All of a sudden, everything that they were doing to get ahead changed, and it didn't change for the better. So without telling their story for them, what I would like to do is bring Greg and Nicole on the show and have you hear it from their words. Greg, Nicole, are you there?
We are.
Hey, Al, good to talk to you again.
It's always awesome to talk to you guys. You know, I've got to tell the audience a real quick story about you two folks that really is, it just goes to show what great people you are and what a schmuck I am sometimes. I had an opportunity to go to Detroit, Michigan. I was selected to assist Lifestyles Unlimited with doing what we call a free workshop. And back then, this was about maybe a year and a half ago. Back then, we were doing everything on the road. We were going out and taking all the information to people across the country. And I was in Detroit, Michigan, and I had the opportunity to meet Greg and Nicole during the event. And I'll tell you what, we had a great time communicating. I think we hit it off pretty well. They still talk to me, so it must have been good. And I had them scheduled to do a radio show that following Sunday. Well, we had all kinds of technical problems. Basically, I couldn't get a Wi-Fi signal in the hotel I was in. It was just a mess. And I was stuck in Detroit with nowhere to go. So what did they say? They said, hey, why don't you come on over to the house? And I thought, man, I'm not the kind of guy that wants to impose on anybody. So I said, well, you know, I've never been to Detroit. What should I do? And they said, you ought to go check out the Ford Museum. So you know what I did? I went to the Ford Museum and I checked it out. And I'll tell you what, it was an amazing experience. But there was an opportunity cost there. What I gave up was the opportunity to really get to know people that had a shared belief, a shared focus on life. And I still regret that today. So, you know, don't feel bad for me, because the good news is I've got an hour to spend with Greg and Nicole, and we're going to get into it, guys. Let me take you back to that 2008 time frame, just before everything was melting down. What was going on in your life? I mean, what was your thought process with regards to work, with regards to retirement? How were things proceeding before the meltdown?
Wow. So if Nicole and I both worked for Ford Motor Company. I started in 95 and you were, what, 98, somewhere around there. So we've been there for a long time. When Ford had been struggling, I think, in the early 2000s, so there wasn't a lot of opportunity for promotions and other things. But then 2008 hit, and there was a period of time where about 25% of our friends got laid off. We were recently married at that time. And the house that we had bought was now way underwater. There were no jobs in the area, so we thought, wow, we dodged a bullet. I can't even imagine what would have happened if we had gotten laid off. There's just so many negative things. Our finances would have been trashed. And it was kind of a wake-up call for us. One of the downsides being in the corporate world, though, is they laid off so many people that the workload dramatically increased. Now, both of us were working just tons of hours in 2010 through 12. I ended up taking on the job that three people had done before. We said, this has just got to change. So shortly after that, we started a plan to invest in real estate. Hadn't found Lifestyles at that point, so actually our first six properties we bought as turnkey rentals in various states. We chose to go out of state of Detroit because the real estate market here in Detroit goes up and down with automotive, and we wanted something to counterbalance our jobs. But it wasn't until about 2011, mid of 2011, that we discovered Lifestyles, and it really changed our lives.
So you mentioned the concept of turnkey rentals. What exactly does that mean?
So a turnkey rental, there's people throughout the country that do this where they'll go find a house, they buy it really low in price, and they fix it up, and they will sell it to an investor who just wants to be the owner-operator. And if you're out of state, oftentimes they come with a property management company that will handle it for you. Sometimes even they even put the renter in place, so you literally do nothing. The downside is you are usually paying retail price for the property, so the returns are not anywhere near as good as the way Lifestyles teaches you to buy a property.
Yeah, you know what? You're spot on. I spoke with a gentleman the other day who had called into the radio show, and I called him back after the show and had that conversation with him. He says, "Well, what about turnkeys?" And I said, "You know what? I just don't think they're the way to go. You can't get the returns." And essentially, what you're telling me is that what I told him was correct.
You are correct.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Correct.
That's awesome. Well, let me let a little secret out of the bag that the audience doesn't know about. Over time, the two of you got focused on real estate investing. You came to Lifestyles Unlimited, you joined, you went through the educational program, and you went out and you procured some additional single family homes, and then you got involved in the multifamily space. And you've been so successful in your tenure as Lifestyles Unlimited members that our founder and CEO basically turned around and said to the two of you, "Hey, what a power couple you guys are. Greg, would you be interested in coming onto our team to teach people like you and me how to invest in real estate?" And what was your answer, Greg?
Well, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I'm doing it now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing that I haven't told you about Nicole is that Dell turned around and said, "Nicole, would you like to be one of our national multifamily mentors?" And the answer to that question was yes. When we get back from the break, I'm going to get into a ton of information that you want to hear. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So, Greg and Nicole are some great people. They are just another example of the great people you meet when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, we're not just about education, although education is very important. We're about a lot of things. We're about mentorship. We're about community. We're about helping each other out. And they've got a great story. What I don't want to do right at the moment is get into that great story. What I want to do is I want to tap into their minds, because they have some interesting perspectives on what's going on in America right now. As I disclosed in the last segment, Greg is a part of our educational team. In other words, we call him a life changer, because essentially what he does is he will teach you the entire business plan, the philosophy, everything you need to know about real estate investing, either in the single family or the multifamily space, so that you can take that information and get started when you're done with that education, investing in real estate and making a difference in your life. Nicole is taking a different path. She is a mentor, and she's a mentor in the multifamily space. So she advises individuals like you, like me, that are interested in advancing into the multifamily space. Or maybe you have properties that you currently own. You need some feedback on how to maybe improve operations. There's a lot of things that she can talk about with you. But what I'm curious about, because you've operated through this entire pandemic. I mean, this thing hit us back in March, and you know, we're not sure if we're out of it right now. We've got different parts of the country that are trying to open up, some that have opened up, some that got in trouble for opening up. You know, it's an unsure place in space. But what are some of the things that you've experienced regarding the pandemic? And maybe draw some comparisons to what occurred to you back in that 2008-2009 timeframe.
Wow, that's a big subject.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So personally, compared to 2008-2009, you know, we do have this our second property in Indianapolis, which is pretty big. We've been in many real estate investments, both single family, which we're almost out of now, passive investors with other leads, and then our own two deals here. And we've built up enough of a passive income and regular deal flow that financially we're not worried short term about are we going to be able to put food on the table like we were in 2008. So mentally we're just in a much more comfortable situation. And we're not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. It does put, as a lead, you know, lead is a big responsibility because you're taking care of a lot of other people's money and their future. It does put some financial pressure on us that way because we're worried about the operations of our property and making sure that we're doing the right things and taking the right steps to maximize the returns on those. I have been pleased to say that our two properties have been affected a bit differently by the pandemic, but both are doing very well.
And I can expand a little bit on that. We have a small 24 unit here in the Detroit metro area and then a 272 unit property in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we self-manage the small property here. So, you know, the residents see us when they need something. We're the ones that handle the requests, that talk to them and communicate with them. And our operations there are fantastic because, of course, nobody's going to run the property better than you yourself. Now, it's a lot of work, but we have enjoyed 100% physical and economic occupancy. Through this pandemic, all of our residents are paying, and it's been really great. I mean, the money's coming in a little bit slower, but it takes most of the month to collect it all, but we're getting it all, and that's really what matters. The big property in Indianapolis is a little bit different. We do have a government-backed loan on that property, so the game is a little bit different, and we're unable to evict residents for non-payment of rent, and we are not allowed to charge, or we weren't allowed to charge late fees under the CARES Act. Now, the CARES Act expired, and so as of right now, we are able to process evictions via 30-day notice and filing at the appropriate time based on, you know, local rules and regulations as well. So, one of the things that I would recommend to people is just make sure you're keeping up on your requirements that you need to maintain and do everything that you can to, you know, stay on top of all of the legal options that you have and the legal responsibilities that you have on your properties.
Have your residents been receptive to, you know, the things that you've been doing to try and help them out?
Some yes, some no. Some people are completely taking advantage of the situation and they are misinformed in some cases. They don't believe they have to pay rent in some cases, and so we try to educate them in a proactive and nice way. Obviously, you don't want to evict people. You want them to fulfill their lease obligations, and so we do our very best to work with the residents, but at some point, if eviction becomes necessary, then they will be processed.
You know, I had an opportunity to sit in an investors meeting. A bunch of us Lifestyles Unlimited members got together for an investors meeting. And I thought one of the interesting things that was pointed out, and it's kind of in line with what you were saying, Nicole, is that there were people that were gaming the system. They were trying to get over. And then all of a sudden this eviction moratorium was lifted and they magically found all of the money. You know, it's just, I thought that was kind of weird. You know, it just kind of goes to show that people are going to be people, and sometimes people want to try and get over. But are you finding that that's really the minority of your residents, or what are you seeing as far as the number of people that are playing that game?
Yeah, it is the minority, thankfully. Inherently, I think most people are good. You just have the few that wreck it for everybody else or try to. But it is the minority that appears to be, you know, taking advantage of the current situation. Just have to work through that as best you can without infringing on their rights, right? So trying to make sure that you're following fair housing and, you know, all of the rules and regulations that we are subject to as property owners is very important. You don't want to end up on the nightly news. And recognizing that, you know, most people aren't like that. Most people, if they have fallen on hard times, you know, offering them some comfort and engaging in a payment plan with them has been very successful for us.
Awesome. Good information. Hey, stick around. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into some of the deals that they've done, and we're going to talk a little bit about their exit strategies. Back after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So many of you in the audience have sent me emails. You've asked me questions about exit strategies. And I'll be very upfront with you. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things that we talk about in our two-day financial freedom course, which, by the way, Greg teaches, is exit strategies. But I think it's a great opportunity now for Greg, Nicole, and myself to have that conversation about exit strategies, because to be honest with you, that's what they've been doing over, well, a period of time. They have been divesting themselves of single family properties. Let's just get into the conversation. So what's been going on, guys? You owned a whole bunch of single family stuff. Next thing I know, you're down to two. What caused all of that?
Yeah, actually, we're down to one. We sold one yesterday.
I got old information.
So you're right, Al. I think one of the hardest things for us to teach, particularly a new investor, but sometimes a seasoned investor, is how to really become wealthy. And to do that, you have to look at your money a slightly different way. So just to give you an example from our own personal experience, when we were buying these properties down in Dallas, Lifestyles taught us how to buy them, and we, on average, we were coming in out of pocket, everything all out of pocket, about $25,000. And that would give us about $400 to $500 a month in cash flow. And that's pretty good return if you do the math. I'm not going to do the math here on the radio. But you go a few years down the road, and all of a sudden you're up to $600 or $700 a month cash flow. And people love that. And they think, this is amazing because I'm getting $600 or $700 per month off of my $25,000 investment. And if you do that math, it looks even better. But the problem is that actually those properties appreciated. And so instead of having $25,000 in equity in that property, maybe we had $100,000. And now that return is not so great. So what we've been doing is the properties have appreciated. And typically we wait till residents moved out, and that's a good time to think about it. And if the resident moves out, we usually put it on the market. And we, pretty typical for us, again, we put in $25,000. 4 or 5 years later, we're pulling out $100,000 because we buy it the way Lifestyles teaches us. And now we could take that $100,000 and go put it in an apartment investment. And we started off just doing that passively with other people. And the very first two investments that we put in, we take $100,000. Actually, it was the first two, were only $50,000. But both of them did cash out refis. Actually, one of them did a cash out refi 2 years later. We got 100% of our money back. The other one sold after about 3 years, and we got about 150% profit off of that. So if we had held on to that single family, we might be making $700 or $800 a month now, but we've actually quadrupled our equity by having invested in other apartment complexes and keeping that money growing.
So what do you do with that money once you've reaccumulated it?
Well, you have to pay your taxes. So what you want to pay attention to is your tax liability is very important to, you know, pay attention to. When you have a property that's for sale, you want to make sure that you sell it single family. You want to own it for a year and a day, right? So you're paying long-term capital gains, not short-term capital gains. And you pay your taxes. If you owe it, you pay it. And you love it because the more in taxes you pay means you made more money, right? So it's a good thing. Think of it that way. It's a mindset.
Although one of the beauties of real estate is if you keep investing in more and more real estate, oftentimes the depreciation of those completely offsets your tax bill. So oftentimes just by continuing to grow, you're reducing those taxes that you're not having to pay. Is you're not paying as if you were selling a stock or something like that. You can defer a lot of that those taxes.
Yep, that's true. So you want to keep your eye on that. You don't want to set yourself up for a large tax bill if you don't have to. And within real estate, you shouldn't have to. So there are ways to mitigate that. So just keep an eye on that. But what we wanted to do, we didn't want to have a lot of dead equity is what we call it. And basically, when you have a lot of your equity tied up in a property, it's not working for you as efficiently as it could be if you pulled it out. So either doing a cash out refi or selling a property and reinvesting the proceeds in order to continue it to grow. And so that is what we have started to do and why we are selling all of our single family properties.
Now, when we talked at the break, you also mentioned you're considering exiting out of one of your multifamily properties, are you not?
Yes, that is correct. We do.
I'm more than considering.
Yeah, we actually have it under contract to sell. So we're very much looking forward to that. One thing that I've learned is I never understood during all the education that managing a small property is harder than managing a big one. And now I understand it because we do all the work ourselves. You know, we self-manage the small property and the property can't afford full-time staff because it's too small. And so that's why we went so much bigger with our second properties. We have lots of full-time staff that can do all the day-in, day-out work for us. And that's just much more efficient. With the small property, we spend so much time on that property. Again, it's not very efficient, and we've owned it for about 4 years now, and we put it on the market a couple of weeks ago and got an excellent offer
within a day.
Oh, wow.
And it happened to be right place, right time for the buyer, and it's in a perfect area for him and the portfolio he already owns. So it just, like I said, it just happened to work out perfectly. And so we're taking advantage of that, and we should close sometime next month.
Yep, and we're very thrilled that it should generate a really nice return for our passive investors.
That is cool. What kind of returns do you project? I mean, if you're comfortable talking about that.
Well, we don't want to count our chickens until they hatch because we're in the due diligence stage, but we should be over 100% return for our investors.
That's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy with that. We're happy with that.
I'd be happy with that too. Plus the property has been cash flowing, so you've been making distributions along the way too.
Yeah, we had in the first full year of ownership, we had about a 4 or 5% cash on cash return. In 2018, we had a double digit cash on cash return. Then we had a third party property management, and they started not performing very well. So the property started not performing very well. And in 2019, we fired them, and that's when we took over self-management. In October, we had to evict a number of residents who were non-paying and get that thing straightened out. But we worked pretty hard at getting it back together and on track, and so we were very pleased that we're able to exit with a really good return for our passives.
How difficult was it to do that takeover? I mean, going from third-party management to doing it yourself?
Stressful, just to get over that mindset. Now, the good thing is my background is in finance and accounting, so I do all of the books. I basically reset up a whole new software system. I have the skill set to do that and felt very comfortable doing that. Of course, I engaged the help of our CPA when I needed it. And Greg's background is in marketing, so he worked on the marketing aspects and beefed up our Facebook page and, kind of got us out there a little bit more. And it actually worked out really well. So we kind of are like, gee, I wish we had done this earlier,
Yeah.
But it does take a lot of our personal time to self-manage.
Well, it was really nice milestone for us when we were 100% occupancy and collected 100% of the rent in June and July. And it looks like we probably will for August as well. But after coming off the difficulties we had with the third-party property management company, it was just very rewarding to be able to hit those metrics.
Yeah, that's definitely a cool story. You know, it kind of makes you go, should have been doing it on my own, like Del Walmsley taught us along the roadmap. But I digress. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the lifestyle they've been able to create for themselves. We'll get back to that right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I've only got one segment left, and I've got a ton of questions I haven't gotten to. So let's get into what I think is probably the most important question that I could ask. How is your lifestyle now compared to when you first got started with real estate?
Well, I think probably mine has been affected the most because I was able to retire from my corporate job almost a year and a half ago now. And so, you know, what's been wonderful for me is I decide what I do on a daily basis. Of course, I have responsibilities as, you know, a lead investor, but I decide what's important to look at. I decide what's important to tackle and focus on those things that I know will create the most value for my life, for my investors, for my employees, for, you know, my team. And so that's been great. It also gives me some flexibility personally to spend more time with my family, my extended family. You know, my dad's still around and, you know, he won't be around forever. And I love having the opportunity to spend more time with him during the week, you know, go out for lunch. I never could do that before. And during this pandemic now, a couple of our kids are home and it's been great to be able to spend time with them as well.
My life has changed too, though, even though I'm still in the corporate world. After we bought our small property here in Detroit, I made a conscious decision, and I took a job within the company that effectively took me off of any promotional track, which was emotionally difficult to do because I'm a competitive guy and I like to compete with other people and get ahead. But it made a huge lifestyle change for us because it was a job that I had done a couple times in my career before. I could kind of do it in my sleep. I could perform very well, keep my boss very happy, and I wasn't having to kill myself. I'm actually working a lot less hours than I had before. And it allowed me to focus more on our real estate. So I'm still probably working a lot of hours, but much of it is on stuff that's for us and our passive investors rather than this nameless, faceless bosses in the corporation.
And what does the path going forward look like for you? I mean, if you had to sit down and reassess your goals and objectives...
We do that yearly.
Goals and objectives is something that we actually do discuss. You know, we actually write them down annually and then reassess. We kind of track them as we go. And, you know, we have to be flexible with them, too, because some goals, depending on what happens, like the pandemic this year, you can't predict that, right? So you have to be flexible with your plans. But, you know, ultimately, we'd like to get Greg retired from his corporate job and be able to focus on real estate and other things in life full time for him and continue giving back with Lifestyles Unlimited because we really love the relationships and all of the bonds that we've created with the organization and the membership.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, to create these relationships. I mean, you use the perfect word. I mean, tell me a little bit about some of these relationships that you've been able to foster.
Well, we joined quite a while ago, and, you know, back then, we joined in 2011, and back then there wasn't the national, you know, the team wasn't going nationally to locations and educating people. It was all a kind of Texas-based. Joining from the Detroit area, we would fly down. We actually would go to the Dallas office just because it was the easiest flight from Detroit. And, you know, going there a few times a year to participate in road trips. And anytime we would go into town, we would eat, sleep, breathe real estate because we wanted to make the most of our, expenses to fly down there and rent a car and hotel stay and meals and everything. And that enabled us to create some very strong relationships and friendships with people. And now when we go on vacation, we go on vacation with other Lifestyles members because they're our closest friends. You know, when they say you're part of a like-minded community, it's kind of funny. We have friends here that we've had for years and years, but they don't get it. They don't understand what we do. And it's almost kind of not fun hanging out with them anymore because they're still working the corporate track and, you know, killing themselves to climb up that ladder. And we just have a very different mindset. And it's interesting how different our thinking is now.
It is. You know, it's just kind of different when you go out with a bunch of real estate investors. You can go out to a very, very expensive dinner, have some really nice wine, and it's a business expense because you're talking with all these real estate investors, and it's a totally different mindset than if you're going out to dinner with your corporate friends who, you know, it's just a chance to catch up. We've developed these fantastic relationships, traveled with people, met with them in different places. Every time we go to Texas, we're constantly having lunch, breakfast, dinner with different people. It's a really great experience.
And it's wonderful because, you know, it's social, but it's also business, right? And so, you know, we can call anyone at any time and say, hey, have you come across this situation before? You know, how did you handle it? And pick people's brain on, you know, whatever challenge or whatever opportunity you're facing. And someone has already gone through that before. And so it just gives you a level of comfort to have these different people and friends to lean on.
Now, were you able to pick up, you know, information from other Lifestyles Unlimited members with regards to starting out with that 24-unit apartment community? I mean, do you have people on speed dial that you knew could help you with certain areas, or how did you approach that?
You know, what's funny is, we had been going down to Dallas for a couple of years and had become very close with a few other members, and they're the ones that actually started pushing us to buy our own property up here. They were saying, you clearly understand this business model. How come you're not doing this? And we were like, well, because we don't live in Texas. That's why. And they're like, well, hello. I'm pretty sure Detroit area has some apartment complexes. And, you know, it's kind of like a little kick in the pants for us. And it was very encouraging that people felt that, you know, we could do it. And so that was really actually what started us looking into it very seriously because, you know, people had that confidence in us, and we proved to ourselves that this market, you know, the map could work in this market as well, and we've never looked back.
So I've got an oddball question. I know you went from a 24-unit to a massive 272-unit apartment community. What drove you to go after something so large on your second attempt?
It wasn't our original plan.
It was more chance than anything else. So we started, originally our thought was we were going to buy again in Detroit, but there just wasn't that much inventory coming up, and the inventory that was coming up was, they just weren't good deals. And so we started expanding our geography, and little by little, and after 5 or 6 months of trying to find some deals, we eventually were looking at everything in Ohio, Indiana, or southern Michigan, and we noticed that there were just certain cities, you know, usually cities with some job and population growth where they underwrote better and the deals just looked better. And Indianapolis was one of those. And I would go down and meet with the brokers and tour the properties. We got the best and final on four of them. We had told the broker we're looking at anything from 100 to 200 units really was the size of the box, we call it, that we were looking for. And we got the best and final on four in that range. And the broker, we'd really gotten to know him pretty well. And he this one property over here. It's a little bit bigger than what you've been looking at, but based on what you've told me you like, I think it's probably perfect for you. And it was 272 units. And I said, okay.
Numbers work. The numbers work. So away we go.
And away you went. And how's that property doing for you guys?
Well, we've had some interesting learnings with that property. 3 months to the day after we closed, a tornado hit it. So we got to learn all about, you know, filing and dealing with a massive insurance claim. So that was interesting.
But fortunately, Lifestyles had trained us. We had the right insurance up front. There's a number of classes that Lifestyles has on how to manage through it. And financially, it's going to be a windfall for all of us. If not, you know, we had some emotional turmoil going through all the paperwork and dealing with all the problems. But financially, it's going to end up being a good thing for the property.
Right, because the insurance pays for all of the repairs. So we got new roofs on some buildings that we didn't have to fund. We got some unit rehab done that we didn't have to fund out of our rehab budget. So,
and they paid for all the rent that we lost on the units that were down while it was getting repaired.
So. Yep, we got like many, many months of loss of rent coverage. So it ended up being, you know, a good thing, even though, as Greg mentioned, it was emotionally taxing at times.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's just amazing that the two of you, and I know you were skeptics going into Lifestyles Unlimited, you were able to put your pride in your back pocket, move forward, and learn the things that Lifestyles Unlimited was here to teach you about, and you learned it extremely well. And you not only learned it, but you put it into practice. And I'll tell you what, sky is the limit for the two of you. Greg and Nicole, I want to say thank you so much for being on the show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.